Let us jump onto the magic carpet of radio and fly back through time to old Baghdad and sit at the feet of the ancient storyteller in the marketplace as he recounts to an enraptured audience tales of long ago.
The noble prince on the beautiful white horse left the marble halls of the ever-virtuous one and rode off to seek the promise of goodness and truth in the golden sands of the desert.
That is the most boring story I have ever heard.
Here's another one.
Let's have a bit of smut, shall we?
Then listen. Listen and be attentive. Many moons ago, there lived in Baghdad a mighty caliph, and he had a beautiful daughter whose name was Sally. She was more beautiful than the sun, whose name was Mahmud. Now, Sally was loved by one Ali Baba. Actually, she was loved by two Ali Babas. From far and wide, men rode to the cave of Ali to offer him their services.
Oh, Ali, son of the merchant of Baghdad, I have heard men sing your praises, and I wish to join your band.
Are you a member of the musicians' union?
Yes.
What can you play?
Skittles.
Ah, good. Then you can join my skittle group.
I didn't know you were a bowling alley.
Oh, that's a very bad gag.
Speaking of Baghdad, I have come to ask you to help us to get rid of the wicked caliph. For is it not written that the moon shall engulf the rocky home of the white rat?
Ha! But is it not also written that no man seeketh that which he hath found for longer than he first looks until he finds that which he never sought, lest he should lose that which he seeks ere he finds that for which he looks not and never finds?
Aye, so it is written. And very badly written. Ali, let me ride with you.
All right, if you pay my fare.
No, no, it's against my principles to pay Ali money. Anyway, it is written that one day you shall rule Baghdad. The caliph's daughter could be yours.
Impossible. I've only known his wife 4 months.
Then let me help you to depose the caliph, and Baghdad will be at your command.
I like it. I like your plan. What is your name?
I am Omar Khayyam.
Not the Omar Khayyam.
No, that was my cousin Angus Prune.
Why is he called... Why, for, is he called Angus Prune?
Well, we couldn't both be called Omar Khayyam, could we?
Enough of this hilarity. Hilarity. I will capture Baghdad and carry off the princess, and you, Omar, shall ride on my right hand.
No, thank you. I'd prefer a horse.
Anyway, this is the cave wherein live my 38 thieves.
I thought you had 40 thieves.
Yes, but 2 of them were stolen.
Well, all I see is a pretty ordinary rock face.
It's not just a pretty rock face. Watch this. Watch this. Open sesame. Here come my 38 thieves. Men!
Yes, Ducky?
This is Omar Khayyam. From now on, he's one of us.
Doesn't look the type to me.
Tomorrow we are going to Baghdad.
Let's beg Mum, where will that be?
Will you behave yourself? Come on, men, to Baghdad. Cowards!
And so that night, alone, Ali and Omar Khayyam crept into Baghdad, disguised as 2 sheikhs, a brace of sheikhs. They were no great sheikhs, but they passed.
Ali, where are we?
I think we're in the perfumed garden.
No, that's my aftershave lotion.
Quiet, I thought I heard something.
Look, a carrier pigeon with a message tied to its leg.
What does it say?
It says, this is the leg of a carrier pigeon.
Wait a minute, there's something written on the back.
So it is.
Yes.
Yes, it says, this is the back of a carrier pigeon.
No, on the back of the paper, what does it say?
I don't know. I don't understand pigeon English.
Oh. Let me see. It's from the Princess Sally. It says, this is from the Princess Sally.
Is that all?
Wait, there's a P.S. What does it say?
Ali, look over there, a luscious eastern beauty, clad only in a diaphanous veil.
What is she up to? Omar, she's making eyes at me. You'd better ride back and fetch the 38 thieves. I smell trouble.
No, it's just my aftershave.
Step back to the cave.
All right. And while I'm there, I'll have a nice slice of rhubarb tart.
Rhubarb tart?
Don't tell me you've never heard of the rhubarb tart of Omar Khayyam.
No. Now to find the princess. Ah, perhaps that luscious eastern beauty clad only in a diaphanous veil will be able to help me. Excuse me, could you tell me where I can find the Princess Sally?
Yes, of course. She's in the palace.
But she...
Be warned, Ali. This is a trap set by the caliph.
But how do you know?
Because I am the caliph. This diaphanous veil is merely a disguise.
Of course. I should have seen through it at once.
Guard!
Yes, master.
Take this miserable wretch and clap him in jail. So much for Ali Baba, black sheep of the family. I wonder if he's any relation of the Babas of Seville.
Father, oh father, what will you do with him?
Well, my dear Sally, in the morning I will throw Ali Baba to my alligator. Then I shall have an Ali Baba gator.
How can you be so cruel?
Practice, my dear. Practice.
That night in the dungeon, Ali was visited by the princess. She stayed with him for a good 2 hours. In fact, it was the best 2 hours she'd ever had. But before she left, she told him of a plan for his escape.
Ali, listen carefully. There's great unrest in Baghdad. Tomorrow at dawn, the peasants will rise up.
Why so?
Well, they're pretty early risers in these parts.
If I am to escape, we must get through to Omar and the 38 thieves.
Leave it to me. I get through to almost everybody.
Have you a pencil?
Why?
I want you to take something down.
Oh, Ali, behave yourself.
Oh, Sally. Sally.
Pride of our alley.
Anyway, write a message. Write a message on this piece of my turban. Omar, having a terrible time, Khayyam as quickly as you can.
I only hope it reaches him in time.
Off you go and good luck.
Next morning, by the alligator pool in the palace...
Make way for His Highness, the Caliph of Baghdad, Keeper of the Peace, Peacock of the Orient, Moon of Baghdad, Defender of the Poor, MBE.
My people, before I throw the wretched Ali Baba to my alligator, my daughter, the Princess Sally, will perform the dance of the seven veils. 2 pullovers and a pair of mittens. Let the music commence. Rubbish.
It is I, Ali Baba, come to carry off the beautiful princess.
Ali Baba, but how did you escape?
Simple. Omar Khayyam sent me a hacksaw concealed in a rhubarb tart.
Ah, and you sawed through the prison bars with it.
You can't saw through prison bars with a rhubarb tart.
But where are your 38 thieves?
They surround your palace. There is no escape.
All right, but you'll never catch me alive. Farewell!
Great heavens! The caliph has jumped into the alligator pit. He's been chased round and round by the alligator. He's eaten him.
By Jove, what a tasty alligator.
Ali Baba, you must rule over Baghdad now.
Oh, no. Really, I couldn't, honestly.
All right, we'll get somebody else.
But no story would be complete without a wedding and a happy ending. So, this story must remain incomplete.